The Alpha Sessions.
Welcome to the Alpha Sessions. I'm Alan Joyce, and with me in the studio today, I am very pleased to welcome Stephanie Rudd. Welcome
Hi.
To the Alpha Sessions.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. And I gather it's actually the first radio interview you've done in London since you've been here as well.
Yes. I haven't been doing much of this, and I'm not used to this, actually,
yeah.
So I'm a bit nervous, but it's okay.
Oh, well, don't be. You're very, very welcome. It's nice to have you in the studio. So you're originally from the south of France.
Yes.
You've moved around quite a bit from what you've been telling me over the last couple of hours or so. So tell us a little bit about where you're from and how you've moved around and how you've ended up in London.
I'm from near Marseille. And I've been singing for as long as I can remember. I also studied acting and theatre, and I've been taking music more seriously for 3 or 4 years, and I started working on my debut EP, and then I released a few singles, and yes, I've been travelling these days. Before coming to London, I was in Spain, and I've been in London since the end of June, and yeah, so my goal is to live here.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, that would be good. We would love to welcome you here more permanently. But in terms of the places you've been to so far, have you got a particular favourite of all the places you've visited?
London.
Really?
Yeah, that's my favourite city. That's why I want to live here.
So what is it about London for you specifically?
Actually, I went to London for the first time 11 years ago. I stayed 2 months for an internship. And I don't know, I fell in love with it because there's a lot of opportunities here. It's lively, it's dynamic, and it's lovely, it's beautiful. And I had a great experience here, so I think that helped. But yeah, I don't know. I came to London and I felt like it was the place I felt good. That was the place I belonged and I wanted to be. That's weird, but yeah.
It's really nice to hear because I think sometimes as Londoners, we kind of don't appreciate what we have on our doorstep, so it's really nice to hear someone say that. So as I say, hopefully you'll have plenty more time back in London soon. So talk to me about your earliest musical memories. You said you kind of grew up really with music, didn't you? So what do you remember growing up listening to?
Actually, I've grown up listening to more like French and Italian music because of my roots, but then I started like being curious about other styles, and so I started listening to pop music, English pop or American or international pop music, jazz, soul, and yeah, that's how I started opening to other things.
Jazz and soul is obviously a big part of your sound, which we'll come on to, but were there any particular artists that you kind of listened to growing up thinking, oh, I really want to make a song that sounds like them?
My favorite artist is Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
So amazing. Yeah, the mix of jazz, soul, R&B, that's my inspiration. Exactly.
Yeah, and an inspiration to many, many artists over the last sort of 10, 15 years or so. So you're a singer and an actor, in fact. So which for you came first?
I think it's music because I've been singing for since I've been a child, since I'm a child. Then it was really, I felt like music was unreachable. So I started taking acting lessons, theater lessons, because I felt like it was more reachable, cheaper. The classes were cheaper, so I kind of started studying theater first, but I've been singing for as long as I can remember, so I don't really know what came first. But I've always been into everything art related to arts.
So were you doing sort of like school concerts and things like that? You know, you're always singing at school or at home?
At home a lot, in front of my mirror. And my sister used to sing as well. I mean, just as a hobby. But that helped because I've always like heard her sing. So, you know, I wanted to do the same thing.
Did you perform together? Did you have a duo?
No, never.
So was there a particular moment then that you decided that you wanted to really pursue music as more of a full-time thing?
I think 4 years ago. I don't know. I was into acting, but I realized that I loved singing when I was in university and studying theater and drama. I realized that when I was on stage, I loved to sing even more than acting. I was more comfortable singing. So I thought, why not do both, pursue both? I started to write songs and look for a producer to help me work on them.
Hmm. And did you know straight away when you were looking for your first producer that you wanted it to be a sort of soul jazz type sound?
Not at all.
Really?
That was a long journey to find my style. At first, we started doing some more folk music, but then the producer thought my voice would suit more into like R&B soul kind of songs. So we started to explore that. Sorry for my English mistakes.
No, not at all. By the way, you speak amazing English.
Thank you.
You're doing so well.
He was my piano teacher at first because I wanted to learn piano. But then, as he's also a producer, and I told him about the fact that I wanted to make this EP, so we started to work on that. And yeah, my EP is a mix of different styles because I struggled to find my style, the style I wanted to do. So there are songs that are more R&B soul. There is a piano ballad. There are jazzy songs. So yeah.
Yes. I mean, I had to listen to the EP when I was preparing for this interview last night. Recovered, isn't it? The debut EP. And there's a lot of sort of neo-soul, jazz, as you say, a lot of different styles on there. And there was also a French song on there, wasn't there? Insomnie.
Yeah.
Would you consider recording more songs in French? Do you find it easier to write in French?
No, actually. That's weird. But I find it easier to write in English and sing in English. I don't know why. Maybe it's because when I write in French, I feel like it's dumb when I listen to it, because French is really I feel like you have to write something like more poetic, or whereas in English, it sounds less dumb. The simple phrases, the simple sentences you can write don't sound dumb, but they would sound dumb in French.
See, to us, it would be the other way around. Anything in French sounds poetic to us.
Yeah.
You could be singing about fish fingers and we'd be like, oh, sounds amazing. That's really interesting, though, that you find it easier to write in English.
Yeah.
Was that a thing straight away? You always started writing in English?
Yeah, because I've always been interested in the English-speaking culture and everything English, actually.
Yeah. Okay. So. Well, we're going to come back to the EP in just a moment, but you've performed three special performances for us today. And the first one we're going to hear is a performance of Dancing Through the Unknown.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about this track?
It's about not liking routine. It's about the fact that I love adventure, discovery, and it's about that feeling, and that's why I want to make music. It's because when you make music, you always do different things, like you write different songs, you work with different people, you play at different venues, and every day is different. For this song, the producer sent me the instrumental first, and it really inspired me, this feeling of freedom and adventure. And that's how I wrote it.
This is the life I want. Each day an adventure. I want all my days to be different. That's my tune. No more boundaries. dancing through the unknown. So happy on my own. I feel so free that nothing really gets to me. I'm dancing through the unknown. A melody untold. I let the shadow. Discovery. My heart is free and I embrace every surprise. I'm dancing through the unknown, so happy on my own. I feel so free that nothing really gets to me. I'm dancing through the
Alpha Sessions.
Brilliant track there. That's Dancing Through the Unknown here on the Alpha Sessions with Stephanie Rodd, our very special guest today. Now, we started talking to you about the debut EP Recovered. Okay. And as I say, I really enjoyed a lot of the tracks on there. We talked about the French song as well. Were all the tracks actually specifically written for the EP, or did it just come about as a collection of songs?
Actually, most of them, I had them in stock. Like I wrote them before even thinking of making an EP. So, yeah, I had two or three songs in stock, and then I added the two others later.
So, yeah. And why the title Recovered? There's a story behind that, isn't there?
Yes. Actually, a few years ago, I went through a difficult time, and that made me kind of lose my self-esteem. So in this EP, Especially Worth It and Stronger Than Ever are about the fact that I recovered from this time, and I gained self-confidence again, my self-esteem. So writing songs was like a therapy for me, like a recovery. So that's why it's called Recovered.
And what a powerful thing to come out of that time. Mm-hmm. So amazing. Well done for producing an amazing piece of work to come out of it. Let's talk more about, again, the style then, the jazz, funk, soul sound that's come out of it. Was that very much influenced then by your producer, did you say? Is that something that you worked on and developed gradually together?
Yes, actually, when he heard my voice, he thought it would be good on this style. So it was really influenced by him. But at the same time, I really loved Amy Winehouse, so I wanted to be close to her style as well. So I was happy to do that.
Well, it's interesting because one of the first tracks I remember hearing of yours, which I think is probably on one of your TikToks, is your cover version of Peggy Lee's Fever.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard that, I thought, oh yeah, you've got such a good voice for that sort of track. So do you kind of find that you're doing cover versions and people say, oh yeah, your voice suits that perfectly and that's influenced you?
Yeah, and I've heard that for the cover of Peggy Lee, actually. Someone told me, oh, it was amazing. Your voice really fits into this kind of styles. And I love singing this. I love that.
Do you think now that that will become your genre, or are you still open to kind of trying lots of different musical styles?
I think pop, jazzy songs will become my genre. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, brilliant. And in terms of the covers, because you've done quite a lot of covers on your on your various social medias and stuff, how do you pick them? Is it just personal favourites? Is it ones that you think will suit your voice? How does that process work?
It's a mix, actually. It's songs that I love and that would suit my voice. So it's basically jazzy soul songs, most of them. I like that.
Yeah, there's some great stuff on there. Make sure you go and check out the TikTok and the Instagram. And we'll talk about social media in a bit as well, because that's very much part of your sort of day-to-day life as well, isn't it? But in terms of the songwriting process, how does that work for you? How do you go about writing a song from scratch? Is it music first, lyrics first?
It actually depends on the songs.
Okay.
Sometimes the producer sends me the instrumental first, and then I write lyrics and I create a melody out of it. And sometimes I write the song before, and then I create a melody in my head, and then I send it to a producer to make the instrumental. And sometimes I make myself, I mean, I don't really produce, but I try to, and I make a draft and I send it to a producer with the lyrics, the melody and everything. So yeah, it depends.
Do you find that often the producer will kind of take it in a completely different direction to how you intended, or have you got a fairly definite idea of the sound you want them to create for you?
No, actually I've been lucky because I worked with producers that really they managed to express what I wanted to do. So yeah, so I've been lucky for that.
Are there any particular things that you find inspire you when you're trying to write a song?
I actually write a lot about what I feel, what I see around me, about my life, actually. It's a bit autobiographic, sorry. And I write a lot about self-love, self-confidence, because it's been a topic that's been really important in my life.
And really encouraging to other people listening to it as well.
Thank you.
Also about co-writing, do you co-write? Have you co-written, or would you like to do more of that?
I've actually done it recently, but that was the second time I've done it. Before releasing my EP, my very first collaboration and the very first song I wrote was with a French rapper. And I've done it recently. I've started working with a songwriter and producer here in London, but we haven't released anything yet. That's something. Actually, I find it easier to write on my own.
Okay.
But I like to co-write, but separately. But I like to write on my own at home, and then I'm happy with writing with someone, but not together.
Not in the moment. There's a lot of pressure there, isn't there, when you're kind of almost waiting for the other one to contribute
something. Whereas I like to take my time and, you know, being on my own, and I like that better.
What would be the dream collaboration for you? Assume that you could access anyone dead or alive in the music industry, who would be the one that you would kind of think, oh, in an absolute dream world, I'd love to collaborate with that person?
Well, that's not original, but I'm going to say Amy Winehouse, of course. But unfortunately, it's not possible anymore.
What was it about Amy Winehouse for you? Can you name specifically what it was that inspired you?
The style of our songs and her story behind it, I think it's very strong. My songs are more cheesier than hers, but I think it's her songs are really deep, and And her voice is amazing as well. I mean, I don't need to.
Incredible, incredible voice. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't think your songs are cheesy at all, by the way. But she was outstanding, wasn't she? What's the most fulfilling part of the whole process for you? Do you like the writing? Do you like the recording? Or do you like the performing?
I like all of it, but the writing is really nice because that makes me express the things I have inside, because I'm not like a chatty person. I don't really like to talk. I prefer to sing. So that helps me express what I feel. Mm. So that's very, very nice.
I think a lot of songwriters find that, don't they? They're sort of therapeutic, that they can kind of get everything out in a song that they can't say.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to come back to your performing live in just a moment, but let's play the second track now that you performed for us, called Getaway. Okay. So talk to us about this track.
So Getaway is actually about the power of music. It's about that feeling when you listen to music and it gets you somewhere else. It can make you travel full time. It's really like magical and powerful, and that's what I express in that song.
Alpha Sessions.
Now, you mentioned earlier on in the interview that performing live is something that you've always loved to do. What is the perfect gig for you? What makes a perfect gig?
Half people to come to see me, actually, because that's the toughest part. Because right now, I don't really have a fan base, so it's been hard. I mean, I did 3 shows in London since I've been in London, and that was the toughest part, to make people come. So the best thing would be having some people that support me and want to see me live and sing for them. That would be amazing. I had a few people, fortunately, but having more people and create like a community around my music, that would be awesome.
Do you have a preference for sort of a very small intimate acoustic gig versus a big gig? Like, which one do you prefer?
I think it's intimate is great, because you feel closer to people.
Yeah.
But of course, I'd like to try and and play in a bigger venue. Yeah, that would be nice to try. Yeah.
What would be the dream place to play in?
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Or even dream country to perform in, actually, considering you've toured around a lot.
I think I'm in my dream country right now, but in the States, right? Why not? In Los Angeles.
Yeah. We'll hopefully get to see you perform live. Yeah. And I've seen some of the stuff that you've uploaded onto your YouTube channel, which kind of leads me on, I guess, to the whole social media thing, because, I mean, actually, you do part of this in your day job, don't you?
Yeah.
What for you... Do you have a good relationship with social media in terms of your professional sort of music career? How do you find it on the whole?
I have a love-hate relationship with it. I always had, even personally, not just work-related. I think social media is great, but sometimes it can be kind of unhealthy. And I struggled with that in the past. But I like it because, I mean, when you're an artist, I feel like you need to be on social media, especially an emerging artist, an independent artist. So I feel like I have to do it, but sometimes I don't feel like doing it. So it's kind of like that.
Yeah, there's a feeling of, I suppose, when it comes to release day and things like that, I've got to push out content all the time. Is that something that you enjoy, finding content, or really that's kind of just an extra stress?
I enjoy it, but sometimes it takes a lot of time. So I like to have more time creating, making music instead of doing that, because it can be stressful, actually, because sometimes I'd like to have someone who can do that for me, because I'm a social media manager, but I struggle less to do that for others than for myself.
Well, I was going to say, I'm glad you mentioned it, because obviously doing that as a career, have you learned things for your professional career that have benefited you in your music side, or actually do you like to keep the two completely separate?
Obviously I learned some things, because I studied social media and digital marketing. So yes, it helps. But I like to, I mean, for my music and for my artist pages, I like to do that for fun as well, because otherwise it's, I don't want it all to be just work.
Yeah.
So yeah, I try to separate them.
If you could give some advice to an emerging artist just starting out, who's kind of feeling overwhelmed with the pressure of having to post on social media, exactly as you've described, really, what piece of advice would you give them?
I think don't force yourself to do it if you don't want to. But also, scheduling is very important, because otherwise you feel overwhelmed. So having a schedule, prepare the post before, and then just schedule them. That's the advice I would give.
See, that's the bit, I guess, someone from the outside of the industry doesn't necessarily appreciate. There's maybe an assumption made, probably from the likes of me, before I sort of understood all of this, that, you know, there's kind of people are coming up with this stuff daily. But actually, as you describe, a lot of the time you're recording stuff well in advance to kind of put out in stages over a period of time. That's a lot of extra work, isn't it? It's a full-time job, really.
That's a lot of work. I'm lucky to have a job where I can schedule I can have my own schedule. So I try to do it with in a fun way, and when I want to, not mm-hmm. when I don't force myself to do it. So sometimes, you know, I tell myself, oh, I have to post on TikTok, but you know, I'll do it when I want to. Like, mm-hmm. if I don't feel like it, I don't do it. So I don't. We shouldn't put pressure on ourselves mm-hmm. to do it.
So let's talk a little bit about the latest single, mm-hmm. Lovely, which was out during the course of the summer, and we're going to hear it in just a moment. But before we hear it, tell us a little bit about the song.
I wrote it while I was thinking about beauty standards, and especially nowadays when you scroll through social media, Instagram, you can see that I feel like everyone wants to look the same or wants to fit into a certain standard. And it's very easy to compare yourself to others. And I feel like if you don't fit into this standard, you're not considered as beautiful, or you don't consider yourself beautiful mm-hmm. because you think I need to look this way. And that happened to me because I've been struggling with body image for years. I mean, since I'm a teenager. Yeah, I wanted to express that. I needed to express that, I mean, for others, but also for myself. And I think it's very sad that everyone wants to do the same. And I feel like, yeah, society pressures us to look a certain yeah. way. And I feel like it's a shame because everyone's beautiful. There's not only one kind of beauty. I don't know why it should be like that. So, yeah.
And, I mean, you perfectly captured it in the song, but it's probably the most talked about thing that we have down here at the Alpha Sessions of all the artists who come in is exactly that pressure to kind of look and really? Act a certain way and only to publish the things that are positive. And, you know, you create this image that, you know, isn't life wonderful and everything, but, of course, in reality, it never is like that, is it? So, well, let's have a listen to the single firstly, then we'll talk about the video afterwards. This is Lovely.
Standards, let's set our own. Let's make our own definition of beauty. Don't care about society. Our greatest strength is our uniqueness. Let's be fearless, embracing authenticity together. Let's try to earn reality. Oh, I'm telling you, you're perfect as you are. It's your turn to shine, bright like a star. You need to stop comparing yourself up. Take your power back, be proud of who you are. Oh, trust me, you're flawless. You don't need to try to
The Alpha Sessions.
Now, you recorded the video to go with the song, didn't you?
Yes.
In London. Tell us a bit about the video, firstly.
Well, actually, at first, it's a friend who filmed me, and at first it was supposed to be for social media, just some content for social media, and then she asked me if I wanted a landscape format as well for YouTube. So we did that, and it was really simple. Like, it's just me in front of the camera singing in different parts of London. Yeah, and I wanted Big Ben behind, yeah. Because, you know, and we filmed at, like, during golden hour. It doesn't show because it was cloudy this day. But yeah, I wanted Big Ben at golden hour. I don't know why, but I wanted something that shows London, because, you know, I'm here and that's my favorite city, and, you know, why not?
I think it's brilliant. It brilliantly showcases London. Mm-hmm. I was trying to kind of spot all the different parts that you're in. Obviously, yeah. There was a lot recorded by the Thames, but some in the parks as well.
Yeah.
I mean, would you say that you would be keen to do more music videos?
I would love to, but that's for an independent artist, that's a budget. Yeah. Right now, I was lucky to have my friend who helped me with that. But yeah, of course, I would love to. But I feel like nowadays it's less. I mean, people watch less the music videos. I don't know. So I tried not to spend too much money on that. But that's nice to have a video with your song. Yeah. It's always nice.
Exactly, because a lot of it is about sort of social media content, mm-hmm. and clips of it that you can, yes. kind of post, which obviously you have done.
Yeah.
And for me, it was just very eye-catching seeing sort of Big Ben in the background of your music video. I think it was a great thing,
nice.
To see. Any sort of funny behind-the-scenes moments whilst you're recording the video?
Obviously, the video was recorded in very crowded places.
Yeah.
So that was funny and weird too.
You got a few funny looks.
I stepped out of my comfort zone to do that because a lot of people around were watching me singing and, like, being filmed, and that was weird, but that was nice at the same time. I had fun.
Yeah. Oh, well, we look forward to some more music videos then. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the biggest challenge for you as an independent artist?
I'd love to make a living out of it, and I think that's my biggest challenge, because it's hard being an independent artist. And building a community around my music as well. And as you know, London has a great music scene and there's a lot of opportunities there, mm-hmm. but I don't really live here, so I have to, you know, I have to leave all the time. So that's quite hard.
I was going to say, it's hard enough for any independent artist, let alone mm-hmm. setting up in a brand new city. And that was going to be my next question, because a lot of people who've come down to the Alpha Sessions have just relocated to London, or have done in the last couple of years. And it's, you know, it's full of wonderful opportunities, but it's a pretty scary place when you first arrive, I imagine. So what advice would you give to someone who is just sort of arriving in London?
I'm actually part of a few communities, and one of them is Amplify Her. It's a community for women artists, and I really advise people to get into these communities, because it really helps, because you meet people. There are a few events where you can go, and it's really helpful. You're in the, like, WhatsApp groups and like finding a community, finding people who can help you, because you can't do that alone.
Yeah, it definitely seems to be the thing. We've heard a lot about Amplify Her, and shout out as well to the Camden Songwriter Circle as mm-hmm. well, another very established group who came down here, yes. recently, and they do a lot of good work for up and coming musicians as well. What is next for you then? What's the plan for the next few months in terms of music?
Well, I'm actually working on new music, but nothing official yet. So I'm just, right now I'm just creating. So I don't have anything official to do you say?
So it's watch this space.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And the best way to do that is, I guess, via your socials. So for anyone listening or watching this, where's the best way they can keep in contact with what you're doing?
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I'm everywhere actually. it's Stephanie on Instagram is Stephanie_Rhodes. And on the rest, it's just Stephanie Rhodes, I think.
And you have a newsletter update as well, is that
yes.
right? Yes.
Yeah.
So how can people get a hold of that?
On my website or on my Instagram bio as well.
Okay.
I have a link tree where they can find all the links to my socials, the streaming platforms and everything.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming down to the Alpha Sessions.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck with all the travelling in the meantime, and hopefully we'll have you back in the future.
Yes, hopefully. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Alpha Sessions.